For this Wednesday, January 28th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. MSD of Mount Vernon schools remain closed today. Students have a traditional snow day, and the makeup day is on Monday, February 16th. No coursework is assigned today. MSD of North Posey schools remain closed today as well. They are having a synchronous virtual learning day. They say students should have their Chromebooks on and ready for teachers to push video instruction from Go Guardian. The Evansville-Vandenberg School Corporation is also closed today. Students will not have a traditional day off, however. The district confirmed it will utilize synchronous learning for the day, requiring students to log in for live virtual instruction with their teachers. EVSC officials stated that individual schools will share specific details and connection links directly with families to ensure students can access their classes via their district-issued devices. Parents are encouraged to check their email and school communication apps for specific schedules and login instructions. Posey County Sheriff's Office says county offices are back open today and Circuit and Superior Courts are open as well. Both local universities, USI and UE, have opened their campus after being closed on Monday and Tuesday. In-person classes resume at 8 a.m. at both schools. The Internal Revenue Service has officially opened the 2026 tax filing season. The agency began processing federal income tax returns for the 2025 tax year on Monday. The IRS expects about 164 million individual tax returns to be filed before the federal deadline on Wednesday, April 15th. This year marks the 40th anniversary of electronic filing and comes as the nation prepares to celebrate its 250th anniversary. Taxpayers will notice a major change this filing season when it comes to receiving refunds. Under Executive Order 14247, which took effect last September, the IRS is phasing out paper refund checks. Most taxpayers are now required to provide bank routing and account numbers so refunds can be issued by direct deposit. The IRS says direct deposit is the fastest and most secure option, with most refunds sent within 21 days. Taxpayers eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Additional Child Tax Credit can expect refunds by March 2nd if they choose direct deposit and there are no problems with their returns. Officials encourage taxpayers to track the refunds using the Where's My Refund tool on IRS.gov or the IRS To Go mobile app. In men's college basketball last night, the Indiana Hoosiers took down their rival and 12th-ranked Purdue at home, 72-67. Lamar Wilkerson scored 19 points, and Nick Dorn added 18 points for the Hoosiers. Trey Kopp and Wren had 23 points for the Boilermakers. IU has won back-to-back games to improve to 14-7 and 5-5 in the Big Ten. Purdue has lost three straight games and are now 17-4 in the season and 7-3 in the Big Ten. The Kentucky Wildcats got walloped at 18th-ranked Vanderbilt, 80-55. The loss ends a five-game winning streak for the Cats. UK is 14-7 and 5-3 in the SEC. Tonight in men's college basketball, the Evansville Purple Aces have a road conference game up in Des Moines, Iowa versus Drake at 6:30. The Purple Aces are 5-15 on the season and 1-8 in the Missouri Valley Conference. From the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers are back at home after a five-game road trip. The Pacers welcome the Chicago Bulls. Tip-off at 6 o'clock. Indiana is 11-36 overall. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, January 28th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.